Science Matters presents an adaptive risk-based strategy for Connecticut's ongoing COVID-19 response. On March 11, 2020, the World Health Organization declared the spread of the novel coronavirus a pandemic. Immediately after, the U.S. declared a national state of emergency. As a member of the Connecticut Academy of Science and Engineering, and a recently retired mechanical engineer from United Technologies Corporation, I volunteered to lead a committee of CASE members and members of the National Academies on the development of a white paper for consideration by the Office of the Governor. The purpose of the paper is to provide a unique perspective and recommendations for consideration by the state of Connecticut in adapting and managing the risk in response to the virus. In doing this, I recognize the value that a diverse committee who represented the fields of science, medicine, engineering, and technology, and whose members came from colleges and universities, as well as businesses and industries, would have on raising new ideas or revisiting existing strategies in light of new research about the virus. For example, we can now recommend more practical guidance on reducing our exposure to the virus, including the duration of contact as well as physical separation distance and distinction of the risk between indoor and outdoor settings. The guidance early in the pandemic was rigid, as much was not known. And now scientists can confidently recommend more fine-tuned strategies that remain focused on reducing risk based on how the virus transmits from person to person in different environments. This guidance will be further refined as we continue to learn more. So, adaptation is a key consideration. We must continue to learn about this virus and its impacts and apply what we are learning so that positive outcomes can be achieved while minimizing negative consequences to public health and the economy. Words to know. Novel coronavirus. A new coronavirus that has not been previously identified. The virus causing coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, is not the same as the coronaviruses that commonly circulate among humans and cause mild illness, like the common cold. Pandemic, of a disease prevalent over a whole country or the world. Pandemics happen when a new virus emerges to infect people and can spread between people sustainably. Because there is little to no pre-existing immunity against the new virus, it spreads. Adaptation. A change or the process of change by which an organism or species becomes better suited to its environment. Meet the scientist. David Parikh, PhD, CASE member and United Technologies Corporation Vice President of Research. I am retired from United Technologies, where I spent 12 years as the director of the United Technologies Research Center. In my position, I was responsible for assuring that the next generation of technology was available and accessible to all of the UTC divisions to enable their new products and processes. I grew up as an only child to a first-generation immigrant single parent from the Philippines, and ended up establishing and leading research centers on three different continents. My grandfather instilled the importance of family, faith, and education. He emphasized excellence in everything I do and doing the right thing no matter whether anyone sees. In my spare time, I like to play tennis and watch it being played. I have been married for 37 years and have three children, four grandchildren, and one more grandchild on the way. Skills and knowledge. I earned a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering, ME, at Virginia Tech, and from Stanford University, a master's in mechanical engineering, a master's in electrical engineering, and a PhD in mechanical engineering. My scientific contributions, made possible by my formal education, include the discovery of new fluid dynamic phenomena, technology development in the field of active flow control, and pioneering efforts related to hydrogen fuel cell-powered flight. A skill that has been particularly helpful to me throughout my career is the ability to work collaboratively with national and international teams on the development of new products and processes in aerospace, energy, and digital media. And I am constantly curious and consider myself, as do many scientists and engineers, a lifetime learner. There are some hyperlinks, curriculum connections at the bottom of the page, so if you'd like to follow up on this topic, ask your parent, teacher, or guardian with help researching those. That completes this issue of Science Matters, presents an adaptive risk-based strategy for Connecticut's ongoing COVID-19 response. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer, Laura Bogart.